This is your Neglected Tropical Diseases audiocast. My name is Ashok Molu, and our topic today is sleeping sickness, the killer disease that threatens millions of people in sub-Saharan Africa. Fatoumata is a 26-year-old mother of two. She looks after her children, but mostly helps her husband on the farm. She lives in a remote village in the center-west region, Côte d'Ivoire, where a mobile medical team has recently carried out tests for human African trypanosomiasis, also called sleeping sickness. Fatoumata has just been told she is suffering from the second stage of sleeping sickness and has to go to hospital. She has to travel almost 80 kilometers to the nearest hospital and leave her children and husband behind. Despite the reassurance from the medical team, Fatoumata is anxious, as her friends have warned her that the drug which will be used to treat her in the hospital is itself very toxic. But there is reassuring news for Fatoumata, and like her, for millions at risk of the disease in about 36 African countries. A combination of two drugs recently included by WHO in its essential list of medicines now provides a new window of opportunity to improve the management of sleeping sickness and shorten the duration of the treatment. Dr. Pere Perez Simaru is medical officer in charge of human African trypanosomiasis at WHO in Geneva.
In the past, Melarsoprol was the main drug used to treat sleeping sickness. However, Melarsoprol is an arsenic derivative drug and therefore has severe side effects. Efronitin is the alternative drug, which is better tolerated but difficult to administer due to the complicated logistics. This is the reason why efronitin was not widely used. But due to a public-private partnership between WHO and Sanofi Aventis, and through capacity building in disease endemic countries and the free distribution of the efronitin kit with all the materials needed to administer the drug, we have succeeded to reduce the use of melarsoprol and substantially increase the use of efronitin. Now we have a combination of drugs as a new opportunity to treat sleeping sickness, and hopefully will facilitate the use of efronitin.
Human African trypanosomiasis is caused by a parasite and transmitted to humans by the bite of an infected tsetse fly found only in sub-Saharan Africa. People living in rural areas where there are weak health systems and who depend on farming, fishing, animal husbandry or hunting are the most exposed. Dr. Abbas Kakembo is coordinator of Human African Trypanosomiasis Control in Uganda.
The most vulnerable persons in the country are those people in the rural, remote areas, difficult to access. In terms of mobility, if one patient is admitted, we estimate that possibly 12 others out there have not been diagnosed, because of the poor health infrastructure, poor health-seeking behavior, and the difficulties of diagnosis in especially these rural neglected communities. So the economic loss there is colossal. They will not till their land, they will not harvest, they will not attend to their animals, and this will jeopardize their incomes severely.
There have been several epidemics of sleeping sickness in Africa over the last century. In the early 1920s, the disease was controlled due to persistent screening of people at risk, and by the mid-1960s, sleeping sickness had almost disappeared. Unfortunately, this resulted in decreased surveillance activities and a re-emergence in several areas over the past 30 years. Recent efforts by WHO, national control programs, bilateral cooperation, and contributions by non-governmental organizations have succeeded in reversing the trend. However, between 50 to 70,000 people are still estimated to be infected in many African countries. In 2000, WHO entered into a public-private partnership with Aventis Pharma, which is now known as Sanofi Aventis and Bayer Healthcare. Dr. Ulrich Detmer-Majeda is Executive Director, Social Healthcare Program at Bayer Healthcare.
For us, this is another way of engaging ourselves in fighting against the diseases of the poor. And in the agreement that we are signing in September, BioSharing Pharma has committed itself to supply 400,000 tablets per year of the drug Lampit, containing the active substance nifurtimox, over a period of 5 years for this new combination therapy of eflornithine and nifurtimox. We are happy to be able to assist WHO to take up a new treatment into the concept of fighting African sleeping sickness.
Sleeping sickness has two distinct stages. The first stage entails bouts of fever, headache, joint pains, and itching. Here, the parasites multiply in subcutaneous tissues, the blood and the lymph organ. Symptoms are confusing and often mistaken for other conditions, such as malaria. The second stage involves the parasite crossing the blood-brain barrier and invading the nervous system. This is when the real signs and symptoms start to appear, which include confusion and disturbance of the sleep cycle, which gives the disease its name. Without treatment, sleeping sickness is fatal. Mireille Carrier is Associate Vice President, Access to Medicine at Sanofi Aventis.
Sanofi Aventis is providing to WHO free drugs, but also some cash in order to be able in the WHO to do training, better diagnostic, and also some missions in the different countries where the disease is endemic. And this amount of money is equivalent to $50 million over 10 years. Also helping them in terms of better adequation of the products on the field. I mean the kit, for example, for eflornithine, or the kit for the new combo, which is the combo of eflornithine and nifurtimox.
With the support of donors and research centers, WHO is proactively enforcing surveillance activities and screening of people in endemic countries. Sharing of information and training activities, as well as monitoring of treatment and drug resistance, are being encouraged.